And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 7th of February, 2009. It's the birthday of Laura Ingalls Wilder, born Pepin, Wisconsin, 1867, author of the Little House books. And Sinclair Lewis, born Sauk Center, Minnesota, 1885, author of Main Street, Babbitt, and many other books. And it's the birthday of Charles Dickens, born 1812 in Portsmouth, England, a popular novelist in his own time and in ours, and the creator of so many memorable characters known even to people who have not read the books in which they appear. Miss Havisham, for example, the wealthy spinster in Great Expectations, narrated by the orphan Pip, who's hired by Miss Havisham to be a companion for her adopted daughter, Estella. Miss Havisham, still bitter that she was jilted at the altar. As a young woman, she wears a yellowing wedding dress. All of her clocks stopped at 8:40, the minute when she found out that her fiancé had deserted her. Her house falling to ruins, the banquet table still spread with a rotting, bug-infested wedding feast. And she encourages Pip to fall in love with Estella. She says, "Lover, lover, lover, if she favors you, lover, if she wounds you, lover, if she tears your heart to pieces, and as it gets older and stronger, it will tear deeper. Love her, love her, love her." There is Scrooge, of course, from A Christmas Carol, secret and self-contained and solitary as an oyster. The cold within him froze his old features, nipped his pointed nose, shriveled his cheek, stiffened his gait, made his eyes red, his thin lips blue, and spoke out shrewdly in his grating voice. There was Charles Darnay and Sidney Carton in A Tale of Two Cities. Charles Darnay, the French aristocrat who's gone to England to renounce his part in the French aristocracy, and Sidney Carton, who's an alcoholic English lawyer. The two men look practically identical, and they're both in love with the same woman, Lucy Manette. So they are rivals, and Sidney Carton hates Charles Darnay because Darnay is successful and because Lucy chooses to marry him and not Carton. But in the end, Carton saves Darnay because they look so similar. And when Darnay is arrested, sentenced to death, Carton visits him in prison, changes clothes with him, and goes to the guillotine in his place, saying, "It is a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done." There is Little Nell in the old curiosity shop, a beautiful, virtuous 13-year-old who lives with her grandfather in his curio shop. The novel was published in installments in a magazine, so readers had to wait to find out what happened to Little Nell. So popular that in America, people went down to the docks to wait for the boats to come over from England with the news of what had happened. And then there was David Copperfield, who Charles Dickens said was his own favorite character. David Copperfield, whose father dies before he's born. He has a happy childhood with his mother and his nurse, Peggotty, but then his mother remarries a cruel man, and David suffers under him and under a strict headmaster. And then there is the clerk, Uriah Heep. And then there is Mr. Micawber, Wilkins Micawber, David Copperfield's true friend. All of them characters created by Charles Dickens, born on this day in 1812 in Portsmouth, England. Here's a poem for today, a little poem by Emily Dickinson. They say that time assuages. They say that time assuages. Time never did assuage. And actual suffering strengthens, as sinews do with age. Time is a test of trouble, but not a remedy. If such it prove too, there was no malady. A poem by Emily Dickinson, They Say That Time Assuages. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.